I love you. I love you. I love you, Lord, today, because you care for me in such a special way. And yes, I praise you. I lift you up and I magnify your name. That's why my heart is filled with praise. I love you. I love you. I love you, Lord, today, because you cared for me in such a special way. And yes, I praise you. I lift you up and I magnify your name. That's why my heart is filled with praise. My heart, my mind, my soul belongs to you. You paid the price for me way back on Calvary. That's why I praise you. I lift you up and I magnify your name. That's why my heart is filled with praise. My heart, my mind, my soul belongs to you. You paid the price for me way back on Calvary. That's why I praise you. I lift you up and I magnify your name. That's why my heart is filled with praise. I surrender all to you. Everything I give to you, withholding nothing, withholding nothing, I surrender all to you. Everything I give to you, withholding nothing, withholding nothing, withholding nothing, I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. Father in heaven, we thank you for this day. We thank you for all of your many manifold blessings. Songs in my heart this morning that I love you. I love you, Lord, today because you care for me in such a special way. And because of your love, my heart and my mind and my soul belongs to you. And because I love you, God, I give myself away to you. I surrender all to you, All to you I owe, and so all to you I give. I freely give my thought. I freely give my mind. I freely give my soul. I freely give my heart. I freely give my actions. I freely give my thanksgiving. I freely give it all over to you, because you're worthy to be praised and you're worthy to be adored. As I rushed to get into prayer this morning, God, I saw that the enemy was trying to do everything he could to get me out of sorts. Things that were just occurring by happenstance were peculiar and weird, God, but they were there to vex me. They were there to hinder me. They were there to take me out of the spirit of praise and worship that I found myself in early this morning as I rose. And so I thank you, God, that with sanctified eyes and with the heart, oh God, dependent upon you, we're able to see those things that the enemy, those traps that the enemy is trying his best to set before us, to cause us to become distracted, to cause us to get off course, to cause us to get our eyes off of you. And I want to say thank you, God, because with my sanctified eyes this morning, I was able to see. And so because of who you are, I give you glory. Because of who you are, I give you praise. Because of how great you've been, I adore you and I magnify you, because there is no one like you, God. You are magnificent in all your ways. You are glorious in all your ways. And you're worthy to be praised. You're worthy to be adored. You're worthy to be lifted up, and you're worthy to be magnified. With all that's within me, God, I endeavor to bless your name this morning. I endeavor to make your name great and make your name glorious, so that I can put a smile on your face, God, and be pleasing to you. And so if there's anything in me, God, that's unlike you, I need your blood right now, God. Let your blood cover me from the inside out, God, so that I may be clean within and without, that you might get the glory out of my life. I don't want anything to be done today that my flesh or that I might get the glory, but that all the glory and all the honor, God, will belong to you. For you are the reason that I live today, God. If it had not been for you on my side, I would not be here today. You are the reason that I'm breathing here today, because you breathe into me the breath of life every single day, God. You are the reason I'm able to move and have my very being. You bless me with the use and activity of my limbs this morning. You bless me to be in the right mind this morning. You gave me a reasonable portion of health and strength this morning. So I'm totally, God, dependent upon you, God. I can't do anything without you. And so I surrender to you, God, today. I surrender all, everything that I have to do. I surrender all, everything that's in my plans today. I surrender all, everything that's in my mind, God, today. I surrender all to you, because you are the potter, and I'm just the clay. I'm your child, God. I belong to you. Nothing that I can do, God, I cannot do it on my own, God, but I lean not unto my own understanding. In all my ways, God, this morning, I acknowledge you. You are my God. I acknowledge you. You are my strength. I acknowledge you. You are my redeemer. I acknowledge you. You are the source of my life. I acknowledge you, that I am nothing without you, God, today. So I need you to lead me and guide me and direct me along this perilous life's way, so that you might get the glory out of me today. I want to walk worthy of my calling. I want to walk worthy of being called a son of the Most High God. I want to walk worthy of being called a joint heir with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. I want to walk worthy, God, today. In the name of Jesus, so help me to bind flesh on every hand, God. I cast the devil out of the minds of your people right now. I bind this work and I bind this actions. I bind this plans right now. I cancel them right now in the mighty name of Jesus. No weapon formed against us shall prosper in the mighty name of Jesus. Yes, God, they may form, oh God, but they won't get the victory. They may form, but they won't overcome us. They may form, oh God, but they won't, oh God, cast us down, because we are great in you, because greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. And I don't belong here. And so I put my trust and I put my heart's focus and I put my heart's mind keeping it on you, Lord, this day in the mighty name of Jesus. I surrender to you, God. And that's our plea. That's our prayer. That's our request this morning, God, that you will receive our worship, that you will receive our sacrifice. As we come here every single Tuesday morning to pray,
and every single Wednesday morning to pray, and every single Thursday to pray. God, we pray that you would honor our commitment to prayer, because you told us in your word that prayer changes things. The effectual, fervent prayer of the righteous, it availeth much. It results in good results. It results in good fruit. It results in good harvests, a harvest, because we commit ourselves to fasting and praying, to put flesh under subjection, oh God, to let your will be done in our lives, and so allow your spirit to come to more and have his way. When we find ourselves in the midst of prayer, in fervent prayer, in consistent prayer, God, we show our faithfulness towards you, God, as you consistently show your faithfulness towards us. You are faithful in the morning, God. You are faithful in the noonday. You are faithful even in the evening time, and you're faithful when we lay down to rest our heads, God. You're faithful from the beginning, God. You're faithful today, God, and you'll be faithful to the end of time, because you remain the same. You never change, God. Your love for us will never fail, and it will never run out on us, and it will never give up on us, so we don't have to worry about anything, because, God, you remain the same. And we thank you for being a consistent God. So, God, honor our attempt to be consistent like you. Tell us that men ought to always pray and not faint. That tells us that we should not give up hope. That means that we should find ourselves consistently in prayer, because it availeth much. And that grows our relationship with you. And that is our desire. Lord, I want to be like Moses. I want to make the petition, God, that I want to see your glory. I want your glory to be revealed this day in my life, in my walk, in my actions. I want your glory, God, today. In the mighty name of Jesus, I need your glory, God, today. I can't make it without your glory, God. The presence of the Lord, God, oh, God, is in this place even right now, God, and I can see your glory. I can feel your glory. I can feel your anointing, God, because when two or three are gathered in your name, you promise according to your word that you would be in the midst of us, God. And though we may be all together in an atmosphere, God, that's person to person, God, but you're still in the atmosphere, because we are connected together just where we are, finding ourselves in prayer. And we love you, God, today. And we magnify you, Lord, today. And we thank you, God, for all that you are and all that you are doing in our lives. Thank you for your glory. Even now, that's all we have to do is ask. Your word tells us we shall receive. Seek and we shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto us. And so, God, before I conclude this prayer this morning, I thank you for a shifting of the atmosphere, God. I told you, God, that the enemy was trying to get me to be vexed so that I would not come in here with the right mind to pray. But I thank you, God, that you are a keeper, that if we would just be willing to trust you and willing to seek your face in the midst of storms, in the midst of trials, in the midst of tribulations, in the midst of affliction, oh, God, whatever it may be, God, that comes in our lives, God, the suffering of this present time cannot be compared to the glory that you're waiting to reveal in your people. God, help us to understand that you have greatness in store for us. Help us to understand that what we see, God, is not exactly what you have promised waiting for us. As Bishop Blake says, I see you in the future, and you look much better than you look right now. Help us to hold on to the hope, oh God, that you give us by being able to see each and every brand new day. And so, God, before I conclude, I pray for Brother James Williams. Spoke to Mother Towns yesterday, and he was not able to have surgery, Lord, because he had some additional complications in his body that prohibited them from doing the surgery. But God is just another setup for you to do an even greater miracle in his life and on his behalf in the mighty name of Jesus. So we continue to plead the blood and call out the name of James Williams, God, that we would ask that you would heal, that you would deliver, that you would set free, God, and perform the miracle, God. The song we're on that said, I'll be the miracle. Lord, make me the example. Hallelujah, God. I'm willing to be a miracle, God, that the world might know that you still save, oh God, that you're still the bomb in Gilead, that you still are a healer, and that you are still a way maker, and that you are still a strong tower, God. In the name of Jesus, heal, deliver, and set free on behalf behalf of that dear brother now in the mighty name of Jesus. And then I call in the name of my beautiful wife, Lady Yolinda McCowan. God, you know, God, the issues that are occurring in her body, and you know the surgery that is ahead for her, God. I plead the blood over her right now, God, that you would cover her in the blood, in the mighty name of Jesus, the soul-saving blood. I pray, oh God, right now, God, and I plead the blood, God. I plead the blood right now over her life and over her body, that you would heal, deliver, God, and set free, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. And as she go under the hands of the surgeon, that you would guide the hands of the surgeon right now, anoint him right now, God, in the name of Jesus, that everything that needs to be done will be done correctly and properly, God, and that her healing, oh God, will be swift and fast. I declare that right now, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, and I know that it will be so. And so bless us, God, as we celebrate the life of your son this week, this holy week, this passion week, God, where we celebrate the life, the death, and the burial and resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. We celebrate his sacrifice, we celebrate his death, and we celebrate his resurrection, because he rose. I am able to rise from the ashes of death and dirt, oh God, that sin tries to have me bound in. And so we thank you, God, be with us as we remember your son and his life and his victory that he gave us on this week. Bless us, and we will be blessed. Keep us, and we shall be kept. And we'll continue to give your name the glory and the honor and all of the praise. It's in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus we pray this morning. Amen and amen.